أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala warned us against those people who are halu'a. That means who have got an unsettled, uncontrollable disposition. That whenever any difficulty, small problem also come, they like go out of their mind. They can't handle it. And when any goodness come, then pride and arrogance overtakes them and they can't handle that situation also. To come out of that, Allah Ta'ala, we discussed previously, that a person must be regular with his namaz. And that the person should be spending the required a portion of his wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala. That is at least his zakat he must be giving properly for the beggar and for those people who are less fortunate. And those who believe in the day of Akhirah and they fear the punishment of Allah, and the punishment of Allah is such that a person should have that fear. Then further, other qualities that a person has to develop so that he can come out of that halu'a, that uncontrollable, unsettled disposition. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Or جو اپنی شہوت کی جگہ کو تھامتے ہیں. And those people who control their lust and desire, they don't just give vent to it anywhere and everywhere. Illa ala azwajihim o ma malakat aymanuhum. Magar apni joro se ya apne haath ke maal se. Of course, they are permitted to satisfy their lust and desire from their partners, their spouses, their wives, and for the man from the slave woman. This was a time when they were slave women. Then it was permissible that they satisfy themselves from there. فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. So, un par nahi kuch ulahna. So in that case, then there is no blame on them. In other words, it is permissible that you satisfy yourself from your wife and from your slave woman. That is, when they were slave woman, and it was 100% permissible that from them you satisfy yourself. But besides that, فَمَنْ اِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. پھر جو کوئی ڈھونڈے اس کے سوا, سو وہی ہے حد سے بھرنے والے. So those who go and seek, who have they cannot satisfy their lust and passion only from their wives or the slave woman, and they go to other sources which are not permissible in the Sharia, then these people, they have been the transgressors, they have broken the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And in that, of course, there is a lot of detail, like even from our wives during their menstruation, a person shouldn't have sexual intercourse with her. Other occasions, like a person who extramarital affairs also, masturbation also, all these other haram things, whatever they are, a person, when he does that, then he has broken the laws, he is a transgressor, and this is going to affect him, and he won't be able to bring the correct condition in him. That is, that evil, that uncontrollable disposition of his, it will exist. If this is also a very important aspect of deen, that this also he has to bring under control. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. اور جو لوگ کہ اپنے امانتوں اور اپنے قول کو نباہتے ہیں. Another very important quality to develop also is that a person must safeguard the trust and amanat, and also the promises that he makes. The trust and amanat which Allah Ta'ala has given, he must safeguard that also. And those are the promises that he makes. Trusts are all various types of trust. For example, our eyes are also a trust from Allah Ta'ala. Every body part, we must use it like we have an amanat. We cannot deal with it as we feel like. Somebody leaves money with us, for example, which is a common form of amanat, then we have to follow his instructions, how he wants us to handle it. Like that, our time is also amanat. Our body parts are also amanat. We are not free to do as we want to. He, Allah Ta'ala, who has given it to us, we have to use it according to that. And the promises that we made, promises we have made to Allah Ta'ala. Before coming in this world, Allah took a pledge, a promise from all of us and asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? In other words, I am seeing to all your needs. I am seeing to your creation, to your existence, to your sustenance, to everything. In return, you have to obey my commandments. And you have to stay away from all the things that I have made haram. Just like a person who goes for a job, and they give him his job description that these things you will have to do. In return, we will pay you so much for that. And these are the things we will provide for you. So Allah Ta'ala has also given us our job description. That we, and he is give the one who is giving us our existence. We haven't come into this world on our own accord. He is the one who has given us all our body parts. And all this also we have to use as Allah Ta'ala wants us to use it, and not just as we feel like. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ اور جو اپنی گواہیوں پر سیدھے ہیں. And those people, when called to, then they give evidence also correctly. Whenever they have to be a witness to a thing, they don't add, they don't subtract. They don't keep anyone in mind that this is my friend, this is my brother, my father. But when they have to give evidence, they give it truly and correctly, as it is to be said. Not that you get a paid witness and then he gives evidence according to what you want to. That is also totally haram. Evidence and that a person gives must be also fully and correctly as you know the instance and the case. You have to give your evidence also accordingly. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ اور جو اپنی نماز سے خبردار ہے. And those people who safeguard their namazes, that is, they make their namazes on time, as required. For man, with jamaat where it applies. And then with concentration and devotion. What is a very important point here, the similar conditions were mentioned in Surah Mu'minun, the 18th para at the beginning. Yeah, the first one also Allah mentioned about namaz, and the last one quality also about namaz. Ulama write that a person who is regular with his namazes, these other qualities will fall in place. And they will, and all these qualities will come into him. Or if a person works on these qualities and he brings them into him, then his namazes will also fall into place. So we can work it either way. The easiest way is that we make our namazes regularly and we see that we are making a proper namaz, not just that we have come to masjid and we have just made our namaz. But whether we came for Fajr, were we in the masjid even, with our minds and thoughts, or were we somewhere else? So our namazes have to come right, then all these other qualities will also come right. For all of these people, Allah promises, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ وَهِ لُوگ هِ بَاغُوا مِنْ عِزَّتْ سَ. These are those people that will be in those beautiful gardens of Jannah, and with great, great respect and honor they will be there and forever. So a basic thing is our namaz, we have to get in order. A person whose namaz comes in order, his whole deen comes in order. A person whose deen is in order, his dunya comes in order. His akhirat is also made. So namaz is the most important thing, and we should try and work on ourselves, our family members, and the rest of the ummah also. How we can make it that our namazes come in order.